Daf is Daf Mem Vav. Today's learning is sponsored by the Felder family, on our parents, grandparents, and children. So let's take the very last line, the last word, Mem Hey Mem Beis. Gemara yesterday was talking about how many days one says a bracha on lulav versus sukkah, and one of the opinions was that of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said they only say bracha on day one, and only one day. Sorry, he says Echad Zev Echad Zev Shiva. He says you say 7 days of bracha on sukkah and 7 days of bracha on lulav. So now the Gemara is asking a question again to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says Meisive, going on to Daf Mem Vav now. Says the Gemara, Ha'ose lulav liatzmo Omer Baruch Shechayanim v'kimanim v'genu lazman hazeh. Person who makes a lulav, prepares a lulav for himself from Erev Yontif, says Rashi, says a Shechayanim. That certainly is not how we paskin. We say Shechayanim when you shake it, but this is a daya that you say a Shechayanim when you prepare the lulav. And not lalates bo, and when a person picks up the lulav to fulfill the obligation, Omer Baruch Asher Kedeshanim b'mitzos v'tzivanu al netilas lulav, that's the birchas mitzvah that one says. V'yaf al pisha berech alav yom rishon, even though he said the bracha on day one, he's chozer mevarach kol shiva, he says the bracha all 7 days. Ha'ose sukkah la'atzma, a person who builds a sukkah for himself, he says the bracha of Shechayanu v'gimenu v'chulei, he says a bracha when building the sukkah. We don't paskin that way, we say it when you eat in the sukkah. Nechnas le'sheba, he goes in to sit in the sukkah. Omer asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu le'sheba sukkah. V'cheven sheberach yom rishon shuv'enu mevarech. So once he says a bracha day one, he doesn't say the bracha at all any further. Just once, and that fulfills the obligation. So Gemara says, kashe lulav alulav. This is a question, Gabi lulav. Because earlier we said, according to at least one opinion, Rabbi Yochanan felt you only say a bracha on day one of lulav. Here it says 7 days. And kashya sukkah sukkah, because earlier we said you say bracha all 7 days of sukkah, and here it says only day one. So the Gemara says, in terms of lulav bishma, lulav alulav lo kashya, kan bisman she beis hamikdash kayim, kan bisman she ein beis hamikdash kayim. When there was a beis hamikdash, they would say a bracha on lulav all 7 days. That was a mitzvah, all 7 days. Now that there is no beis hamikdash, so there's only a mitzvah on day one, so only a bracha on day one. That's the understanding of the brisa. That's how we paskin. We paskin and say bracha every day, but that at least is the understanding of this particular brisa. Elo sukkah, sukkah kasha, but that sukkah. Does one say bracha day one or all 7 days? It has nothing to do with the beis hamikdash. That can't be the explanation. The sukkah and beis hamikdash are not correlated at all. So the Gemara says it's actually a machlokas tanai mitanai, detanya tefillin. Kozman sheminichan mivarech alav divrei Rebbe. Every single time a person says it puts on tefillin, even on the same day, even if he takes off 100 times, one says a bracha each time he puts it on. That's divrei Rebbe. Chachamim omrim einu mivarech ela shachras bilvad. You only say it in the morning, and then you say it the rest of the day. So Rashi explains here. So if you look at Rashi, three narrow lines down, says Rashi, ela shachras ubesukat nami kevin de kichad yomahu. Since we view the 7 days of sukkah as one unit, as one long day, if you will, saying bracha in the beginning, that covers the next 7 days, just like saying the bracha on tefillin covers that entire day, no matter how many times you take it off, so too that would be the din of the sukkah. So Gemara now says, continuing on this understanding of Rebbe versus Chachamim Lagabe Tefillin, say Itmar, Abai Amar Hilchasa Kurebi, that you say the bracha each time you put on tefillin, and Rava Amar Hilchasa Kurebanan, you say it just once a day, no more than that. So Amar Rav Meri Bar Debas Shmuel Chazin Lahal Rava. I saw Rava, although Rava Paskin, you like the Rabbanim, that you only say bracha once a day, we saw him Delo Avid Kishmaisa. He did not practice how he preached. He said once a day, but I saw him say bracha each time he put it on. Elamakdim v'koyv ayil beisaki. So he woke up in the morning, went to the bathroom, but nothing. He came out of the bathroom. Umashiyad, he washed his hand. Umanach tefillin, placed on the tefillin mevarach. V'chi itzrich, when he needed to, zimnan achrina al ayil beisaki. So he didn't need to go to the bathroom a second time during that day, but nothing. He left the bathroom. Umashiyad, they washed his hands. Umanach tefillin, yet a second time mevarach. He said a second bracha, and that's not how he paskin. For Ananami Krebi Avdina, we also pass like Rebbe that you say a bracha each time you put the tefillin on. Umevarchin Kol Shiva, we also say a bracha all 7 days of Sukkot. So Amar Marzutra, Chazina Leila Rapapi, the Chol Emas Demanach Tefillin, Mevarch, you'd say the bracha also each time he would put on tefillin, even multiple times during the day. And Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi, Kol Emas Demishmashme, Behu Mevarch. Whenever he touched the tefillin, that's when he would say the bracha. So we paskin that you say a bracha each time you take off tefillin, as long as you're taking them off in order to be mafzik in an area where you couldn't wear tefillin. What that means is, let's say I take off tefillin just for no reason and put it back on. We would not say a bracha. But if you take off tefillin to go to the bathroom whereby you couldn't wear tefillin in the bathroom, and then you come out, you would have to say a new bracha. Now, the God with this last din here, that Rav Ashi would say the bracha each time he touched the tefillin. Just look at Rashi and Tosos for a quick moment. Rashi says, "Dimashme dimishamshe buhu dekaimalan chayv adam limashmesh betfilin kol shah." So the Kohen Gadol always had to be aware he's wearing the tzitz, the kodesh l'Hashem. It said, so you always have to be aware you're wearing the tefillin, which says Hashem's names multiple times. The Gemara says, always be aware. So by you touching it, you're always aware of this. And that's what Tosfos says as well. He says a little bit further, he says, it's a mitzvah, l'mashmesh behen, shlo yisiach daito. It's a mitzvah to touch it in order that a person does not forget that he's wearing tefillin. So each time one would do this, Rav Ashi said, he would actually say a bracha, which is certainly not how we paskin, but these are the few different shitas, legabe, the hilchos of tefillin. Now,
when you say it's only where you go, let's say you want to lay down, like put your head down for an hour, but you're still in the Beis HaMikdash, you say when you put it back?
I would assume so. Sleeping is usually considered a hafzeh, yeah. And you couldn't do it, you couldn't sleep with the tefillin on.
Right, so it's also...
Yeah. So take a look at this interesting Tosfos, Dibur Maschal Hal Oseh Sukkah, the second one down. Talks about the nature of the bracha of Shehachyanu. We said at the very top here that you say Shehachyanu when you make the lulav, you say Shehachyanu when you make the sukkah. So although we don't pass in that way, we say the Shehachyanu when you do the mitzvah of the lulav and you do the mitzvah of sukkah. He has an interesting question here. Tosfos writes, Tzarech Lefarsh, we have to understand and explain. Tam, Maishna the Yesh mitzvos shetiknu levarach Shehachyanu? V'yesh mitzvos shelotakinu basiyas, shelotakinu. So sometimes we do have Shehachyanu and sometimes we don't. Basiyat sukkah v'lulav takinu kiddash chanhacha. We do say shechinu when making the sukkah. Ubasiyat tzitzis u'tfilin lo takinu. We don't have such a takana of saying a shechiyanu. Kidemuchach perk tcheles the mefarish of Yochanan. My mevarach atfilin sheyad u'tfilin sharosh v'ilu lasos tfilin lo mevarach. He doesn't mention making tfilin of saying a bracha. D'lo chashiv lei u'kemokei neishla daktek the shechiyanu nami lo mevarach medilo chashiv lei. So we don't say a shechiyanu by making tfilin. V'chein apidyon haben mevarach shehachyanu k'deisa b'sof perek arvei pesachim, the very last daf. V'ilu amila lo mevarach, we don't say the shehachyanu by mila, at least legabi the Ashkenazim. Midilo chashu b'perek tcheles u'b'sof rebelas ad mila. B'had the brachos of mila. List all the brachos of mila, but doesn't mention shehachyanu. V'chein akriyas megillah mevarach shehachyanu k'deisa b'reisha k'reis megillah. V'ilu akriyas halal lo mevarach. So there are many places where we do, many places where we don't. What is the understanding? So Tosfos very simply says, he says it's really a steer in different gemaras. He explains, V'nira, d'mitzvah sheyesh ala simcha, tiknu shechayanu, where there's simcha, v'damrinan b'haroe, d'mivarech al kelim chadash, when a person buys a new suit or new clothing, you say a bracha. So that's the machayev of shechayanu is simcha, hana. So that explains all the different explanations. By bris milah, there's no hana, there's no simcha, it's tsar dianuka. So that's one approach based on the Gemara Brachot, is about simcha and hana. However, the other opinion of Kasav Rav Shriragon, Delo Samchin Allah, we actually do not go based on that Gemara Brachos, that Haroa Kalim or Varacha Kalim Chadashim. Rather, he passes like a different Gemara, Dimaskin Meperak Bechol Maravin, the Gemara in Ervin, Dibainan Mide Daasim Isman Zman. That which comes from time to time. Meaning, Machayev is a Zman, not Simcha, but Zman. Meaning, reaching a new milestone, a new Zman, even though there's no Simcha, that would be the level. So, for example, the Gemara there in Erevin is talking about the Yusei Shechayanu by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the Havamina there is, again, there's a lot more, I'm just being very oversimplistic right now, but let's say Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, at first glance, has no Simcha. But it's a Zman, it's a new time period, it's a new milestone. So we say Shehachyanu at Rosh Hashanah, even though there's no Simcha. So again, this is very oversimplified. There might be Simcha Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara also asks Yom Kippur, which also has Simcha. But the two basic approaches is Simcha what's Mechayev the Shehachyanu, or Zman Mechayev? And this part of a larger sugya, but that's a very important Tosfos for this particular discussion. Okay, let's go back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara now says around 15 narrow lines up. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, mitzvah lulav kol shiva. There's a mitzvah of a shaking lulav all 7 days of Sukkot. Rabbi Shuben Levi Omer, Yom Rishon mitzvah lulav. The first day only is there a mitzvah of lulav. Mikan ve'elach mitzvah zakenim. Mitzvah zakenim is like it's a minag ba'alma of some sort. So day one there's a mitzvah, and beyond that simply a dirabanim. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi writes here Yom Rishon. The nafkamina here is legabi bracha. So Rashi, Lagabi, Bracha, you say Bracha all 7 days. But the second opinion of Yeshua ben Levi says only day one you say Bracha, it's a Deraisa. But the other days, which are only Dirabanan, you don't say Bracha. And comes along the third sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Kol Yoma Mitzvah Zakenim. Every day is Mitzvah Zakenim, which means every day there is no Bracha. Asks Gemara Rabbi Yitzchak, is that really true? Va'afilu Yom Rishon? Even day one, you're not going to say a bracha. It's only a mitzvah zakenim yom rishon. V'ha kaim alam we paskin di yom rishon deraisa, according to every single person. So Gemara says, Ema bar miyom rishon. When Rabbi Yitzchak, his third opinion, said, "You every day is mitzvah zakenim except for day one." That's what he meant. Well, Yahachi, Hainu Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. That's the same exact shita as the second opinion of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. So Gemara says, Ema v'chein amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak agrees to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi that you only say bracha day one and not the remaining days. And the Gemara explains now, this machlokis, do you say bracha all 7 days or just day one? Af Rav, Savrala Kol Shiva Mitzvah Zululav. Rav also holds, you say bracha all 7 days. How do we see this? So Gemara brings a statement legabe Chanukah. Nothing to do with Sukkah, but bring a rye from Hilchos Chanukah to the Lulav. Why is that? How is that? Dama Rabbi Chiyah Ba'ash Yama Rav HaMadlik Ner Shechanukah Tzarech Levarach. When you light the Ner Shechanukah, you need to say bracha. So Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Haroeh Ner Shechanukah Tzarech Levarach. And one who sees Ner Chanukah also must say bracha. So my Mevarach, what bracha do you say when lighting and when seeing the Ner Chanukah? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yom Rishon. The first day, Rabbi Yehuda says that when a person lights, he says HaMalik, the one who lights the Ner Chanukah, Mevarach Shalosh, he says three brachas, and Haroeh Mevarach Shtayim, one who sees, only says two brachas. Mikan Ve'elech, from this point on, Malik only Mevarach Shtayim, Haroeh Mevarach Achas, you only say one when you see. So there's a lot to go on explain here. Now, in terms of the roeh, before you say which brachas one says, the din of roeh, this machlokas rishonim, when one sees Neres Chanukah, does that mean only when he doesn't plan to light in his house at all? He has no house. He's traveling, he has no house. Ezra's here, he's traveling, he has no house, he's staying at someone's house. He's a guest now, he's a roeh. So let's say it's Ner Chanukah. Would he say bracha when he sees Neres Chanukah? The halacha would be yes, he would say it because he has no house at this point. But if a person, let's say he plans to go home, but along the way he sees a Chanukah, so some Rishonim say, you still say it, even though you plan to light and say bracha later on. While others say, no, the roeh only says if he doesn't plan to light at home. But if he plans to lighting at home, he would not say it. So again, this machlokas, this haroeh say only if he doesn't plan to ever light, or even if he does plan to light, but if he sees an Ner Chanukah first, does he say the bracha? So that's the machlokas Rishonim. Which brachas do people say? So the Gemara explains, my mevarach, what are the brachas? Baruch asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'itzvanu l'halak ner shel Chanukah. So that's the bracha we say. And we know the additional one, that you only say as a malik. The roeh doesn't say that one. The roeh can only say she'asa nisim. And he says she'achiyanu day one. So those are three brachas. Again, three brachas for the malik is la'alik ne'er she'achanaka, she'asa nisim la'avoseinu, and she'achiyanu day one. And the remaining days, he doesn't say she'achiyanu, he says la'alik and she'asa nisim. The roeh, day one, says he says simply she'asa nisim and she'achiyanu, and the remaining days, he just says a she'asa nisim, but no she'achiyanu. So Gemara says, wait a second. How do you say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu? We were commanded. Heichan tzivanu. Who commanded us to light Neres Chanukah? This came way after the Torah was given to us. Hashem didn't command this to us. So Gemara says, Mi lo sasser. These are one of the three places, I think three places in Shas, where the word lo sasser is used, the phrase lo sasser is used, about the source of having to listen to the Chachamim. So that's one source. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Shal avichav yagedcha. You have to ask your father, he's going to tell you, which means as a Masara, we have a tradition that the Chachamim tell us to do something, we must listen. And Rav Nachman, so that's the idea. So what's the point here? The point here is, even though Ner Chanukah was a rabbinic institution, yet we still say a bracha on that rabbinic mitzvah. So too, although lulav all 7 days might be a mitzvah zakenim, which is another way of saying din derbanan, one would say a bracha as well. So that's how we know Rav also holds you say a bracha just like Shmuel on all 7 days of the lulav. So now the Gemara says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masni la Behedya. He had explicitly, as opposed to learning Rav from an implication, he explicitly understood and heard a statement, Amar Rav, Kol Shiva, Mitzvah Lulav. There's a mitzvah all 7 days, which translates to mean, you say bracha all 7 days of Sukkot shaking the Lulav. Fine. So look at Tos in the bottom here before we go weiter. Dira Maska Haroeh. Haroeh Ner, Shochanaka Tzarech Levarach, Bishar Mitzvot Kigon Alulav Vesukkah, Lo Takinu Levarach Lera. We don't find by any other mitzvah, you say bracha when you see it. We don't say it by Lulav, we don't say it by Sukkah. Why by Ner Chanukah? Because it was very chaviv, the pirsum nisa of the whole Neis Chanukah, it's very special. So they created a new category of a bracha of seeing it. Now, also, many people don't have homes, unfortunately. A person who's homeless could still get a lulav, he could still get a sukkah maybe, but a house to put a Chanukah is not so clear. So for that reason, they wanted to also include them in the mitzvah, so the haroah also works. The Tam Rishon Nicha, but the first one makes more sense, says Tosos. And the reason why, because otherwise, a guy doesn't have a house for Chanukah, He doesn't have a house for mezuzah either. So shouldn't we say he should be able to say a bracha on seeing a mezuzah? We don't find such a thing. So seemingly it's not based on the second reason. He's more comfortable with the first reason, that because the chavivus in the midst of Ner Chanukah, they wanted to institute a special bracha of Haroma. So back inside the Gemara now, around the last 10 lines of the Amud, Tanu Rabban. Ha'oseh sukkah la'atzma omer baruch she'achiyan v'chulei. Nichnas le'she ba omer baruch asher k'dishanu b'mitzvah v'chulei. Ha'isa asuya v'omedes. If, let's say, the guy's got a sukkah that was already made from beforehand, so what can you do to make this l'shem mitzvah? Im yachol l'chadesh ba'davar mevarach. If he could change something, whatever that size, that dimension will be, he changes it into a new sukkah, he could go ahead into the bracha of she'achiyan of building a new sukkah. Im lav, he doesn't change something, when he goes in to eat on Sukkot, he says two brachas, one of Shechianu and one of Leishe Basukkah. So Amar Bashi, Chazina Le Lirav Kana, the Kamar Le Lekulu Akasa the Kedusha. He actually saved the bracha, which is how we paskin. We don't say Shechianu when we build the Sukkah. We wait until the first night and we say all the brachas together on the coast on Kiddush. We say Leishe, we say Shechianu all together on the coast of Kiddush of the first night of Sukkot. So Tanya Rabban, the Brisa says, how you fond of mitzvahs harbe. A person has many mitzvahs in front of him. Omer, baruch asher, k'dishanu b'mitzvos, v'yitzvanu al ha-mitzvos. So we don't have that. We don't pass that way, but that's the opinion. You just include all of them as opposed to saying a bracha on this, and a bracha on that, and a bracha on that. Lump them all together as a bracha on all the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mevarach al kalachas v'achas b'fnei atzma. You say when each one individually, each bracha, each mitzvah deserves its own separate bracha. Shamar Rabbi Zeira Avi Seima Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Hilchasa Rabbi Huda. That's how we paskin. Vamar Rabbi Zeira Avi Seima Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. My time with Rabbi Huda. What's his reason that each mitzvah deserves its own bracha? The Chassid says in the pasuk Baruch Hashem Yom Yom V'chiba Yom Mevarachin Oso V'Lala Ein Mevarachin Oso. We only bless Hashem or whatever that means. And we say brachas during the day, not nighttime. Of course, that's not the case. Of course, we say brachas at nighttime. What this means is the drasha is Ela Balomar Lacha B'Chol Yom Yom Tein Lo Me'Ein Birchosava. Every single day you have to give a me'ein berchasa, which means a very specific bracha. We'll look at Rashi in a second. Hachanami b'chol davar v'davar tein lo me'ein berchasa. Rashi explains the last Rashi in the Amud here. Ko yom v'yom me'ein berchasa shel Shabbos me'ein shel Shabbos. On Shabbos you have to give the special Shabbos brachas. Shel chol me'ein shel chol. Shiyomtev me'ein shiyomtev ha'ma'ora. Meaning, when it comes to davening Shmoneh Esrei, you must daven a tefillah, the nusach of Shabbos, the nusach of chol, the nusach of yomtev. Each one has to be very specific to the day. So too, you must be specific in terms of the mitzvahs. There's a third application that I'm not sure, we don't pass in this way, but in Hilchos Brachos, by Maseches Brachos, there's another machlok, because Behuda says you have to say a bracha on, I forget what the nusach is, but something on the desh, on like grass or herbs. You say a special bracha of Behuda. We stop at Hadama, right? We have a eitz, we have a zon. Hadama is like the lowest level in the shackle. Rabbi Huda said you say a bracha even on kol deshaim, on grass, which we don't paskin like. I believe the Gemara uses this pasuk that has to be me'ein berchos, to be very, very specific. So though we paskin like Rabbi Huda legabe Shmoneh Esreis of Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Chol, we paskin like him legabe every mitzvah deserves its own bracha. I do not believe we paskin like him legabe Hilchos Brachos, but that would be a third application of Shitas Rabbi Huda. Now last two lines of the Gemara, of the Amud here, Amar Rabbi Zeir, Amar Yitzheim, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Ba'orei, come and see, Shalok, Humidas HaKadosh Baruch, Humidas Basar Adam. HaKadosh Baruch, of course, is very different than we are in many ways, but one application is, Midas Basar Adam, Kli Reikon, an empty vessel, is Machzik, it could hold, you could fill up. But if it's Mali, if the cup is already full, ain't no Machzik, you can't fill it up anymore. It's stuck, it's full. Aval Midas HaKadosh Baruch, Mali Machzik, if a person's full, he can actually gain more, somehow, spiritually. And Reikon, when something's empty, ain't a machzik. A person who's empty, who's clueless, can't gain, he can't learn more. What does that mean? Shenemar says in the pasuk, Vaya im shema tishmu. If you heard already, you can learn more. Vim shema tishma, vim lav lo tishma. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, two lines down from the top here, im shema tishma, im hurgelas lishma as tishma. If you're used to listening to a shir, to learning, you're able to learn more. You're malay, you could gain more. Tuchal lo mo lo host, if you could continue to add. Vim lav, if not, if you didn't accustom yourself to listening, to learning when you're younger, lo tishma, says Rashi, lachazman liaspiko v'yatcha. You won't have the ability, unfortunately, to learn when you're older. Mole is machzik, reikan ain't a machzik. Davar acher, says the Gemara, im shema b'yashen tishma b'chadash. If you heard when you were old, you can listen when you're young. What that means is, Rashi says, the drasha here, imata shema b'yashen, Mechazer b'yashan mechazer al tamudcha sheshemata. If you listen when you're old, tishma b'chadash tischakim balahavin dvar mechadashim b'dach dvar yishan. I mean, if you review that which you learned in the past, then you have the ability to understand new things and more things. That's the idea of a learn. You get more and more. Malay, machzik malay, reikon ena malay. And davar acher, we did that already. Find im yifna quotes a pasuk im yafle levavcha shuvlo yitishra. If you turn your heart away from listening, you won't be able to come back and listen. So you have to be able to learn more. By learning more, you'll gain more and more and more. Gemara now says Vayter quotes in the Mishnah a few days ago. Miat tinokas v'chulei. We're talking about at the end of Sukkot, they would take the tinokas, would take the lulavim, they'd eat the esrogim. This was on the Hoshana Rabbah. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan esrog b'shvi'i aser b'shmini mutter. On day 7, Hoshana Rabbah, you cannot eat the esrog. It's aser, it's muksa, because day 7 is still Sukkot. Still, you have to shake the lulav and esrog, so it's aser the entire day. But the 8th day, b'shmini atzeres, where there's no mitzvah of esrog, you could eat it. Sukkah, afilu b'shmini asura, even the 8th day, even shmini atzeres, although we don't sit in the sukkah in Eretz Israel on the 8th day, it's still aser in the Gemara. We'll explain why. Reish Lakish amar esrog afilu b'shmini ami mutter. Reish Lakish felt even on day 7, even Hoshana Rabbah, one can eat the esrog that he used for the mitzvah that morning. Why? B'mai kemifli, what's a machlokes? Tamar savar l'mitzvasa is katai, umar savar l'chuli al yama is katai. When we say the mitzvah of muksa machmas mitzvah, do we say only when you perform the mitzvah and the mitzvah is over, it's now mutter, or it's once it's muksa in the morning, it's muksa the entire day? So Reish Lakish felt it's only muksa for the mitzvah. You shook the dalmi in the morning, mitzvah is over, you could go ahead and enjoy the esrog. According to the first opinion, Rabbi Yochanan felt that no, once one part of the day is muksa machmas mitzvah, the entire day, the entire seventh day, all of Hoshana Rabbah remains muksa and you cannot eat it. That's the machlokas. So Gemara asks a question, Eisevei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, is it really true that you don't think that it's a muksa, that you could eat it in Hoshana Rabbah? You really think it's muksa for the entire day? What about our Mishnah? Miyad tinokos, shom tines lulavayim, v'ochlen esrogayim. The children ate the esrog on that day, Shmi Atzeres. Rather, Hoshana Rabbah, who eats aloud. My lav, dehu adin l'gdolim. Even though the Mishnah only specifies children, because the children are the ones who were hungry, they ate it. But Mistama, the adults, would also be able to eat it. So we see, that's not muksa, all of Hoshana Rabbah. And Rabbi Yochanan responds back, lo, not true. Tinokos dafka, only the children ate it against the halacha. But the adults who followed the halacha did not eat the esrog, it was still muksa the entire day. Ikadami, others present it a little bit differently. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish now. Miyan ha tinokos, shom tines lulavayim, v'yochan esrogayim, tinokos in gedolim lo. We see only the children ate the esrog on Hoshana Rabbah, and the gedolim did not eat the esrogim, which means that it's muksa the entire day against Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says, no, who adin dafilu gedolim? Even the gedolim were able to eat the esrogim if they wanted to on Hoshana Rabbah. Why didn't the Mishnah say it? Because hide the katani tino goes the orach of the milsa katani. Because mistama, the children were the one who were suffering the face with the esrog. The adults were able to wait till they got home to have lunch. But a gedolim would have been able to eat it as well. And therefore, it's not a raya or a question to Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara now says, Amar le Rapapa labaya. Rabbi Yochanan, ma'ishna sukkah u'ma'ishna esrog. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, he was mechalik. He said, the gabi, the esrog, you could eat on day 8. The gabi sukkah, it's still a muksa on day 8. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, Amar le sukkah dechazi lebena shmashos. So bena shmashos, when Hoshana Rabbah turns over into Leil Shmi Atzeres, that night, Matzei Hoshana Rabbah into Shmi Atzeres, the Bein HaShemashos, we don't know if it's still considered between Shki and Seis, is that still part of the previous day of Hoshana Rabbah and the Zechiv Sukkah? Well, that's now the next night of Shmi Atzeres where you cannot sit in the Sukkah. So it's a Safek case. And so the Gemara explains here that, again, Amar Leil Sukkah, Dechazi LeBein HaShemashos, Di Isrami Leil Sudasa, if he decides to have a meal during that Bein HaShemashos period of Leil or the Matzei Hoshana Rabbah, so then, boy mesa begave, umechel begave. So he has to eat in the sukkah, and he has to eat in the sukkah, and sleep in the sukkah, or sit in the sukkah, eat in the sukkah. It's katai lebein hashmashos. Now, bein hashmashos has a status of muksa machmas mitzvah. So then, umigo this katai lebein hashmashos, it's katai lekol yama, the shmini. So now, since bein hashmashos, if he had to have a meal, he would have to go to the sukkah, even though he wouldn't say a bracha, because again, shy is a brachas and whatnot. But either way, he would sit in the sukkah. That muksa status carried over to the entire 8th day of all of Shmi Atzeres to retain its status of muksa, as opposed to the esrog, to the chazi ben shmashos. We don't take the esrog of ben shmashos at all. So therefore, lo eskatai the ben shmashos, lo eskatai the chol yama the shmini, and therefore all of Shmi Atzeres, the esrog remains entirely mutter. That's the hesber of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara says, Levi Amar esrog afilu b'shmini yaser. Levi takes it one step further. He says that even Shmiat Teres would be usher to have the esrog to eat it. Why? V'avu the Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, amar esrog b'shvi usher u b'shmini mutter. So he said, no, Shvi is usher, Hoshan Rabbah is usher, but Shmiat Teres is mutter according to Avu the Shmuel, like Rabbi Yochanan above. So Gemara says, amar es. So he says, kam avu the Shmuel b'shitase de Levi. So then Avu the Shmuel changes opinion and paskin like Levi, that's usher even on day 8. And cover Bezeira, Bishitasa da Abu Shmuel, and Bezeira switched his opinion to pass like Abba Shmuel's original opinion that actually it's only Usr day 7, not day 8. Zamar Bezeira, Esok Shinifsala Usr, Lochla Kol Shiva, if an Esok becomes Pasal, you still can't eat it all 7 days, it still has a Din of Muksa, but day 8 you can, so he ended up switching opinions. So what's the reason why it's Usr even on day 8? Right? Esok, we said, shouldn't be Usr on day 8. Why would there be an opinion that it's Usr even day 8? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, Esok Afilu Bishmini Asur. Migo de Asir ben Ashmashos de Shmini, Mishum de ben Ashmashos, Safek Yomu, U Bishri is Katai Lachol Yama, Vichem de ben Ashmashos Asura, Avagav de Lachazi de ben Ashmashos, Asur Lachol Yama. So I'll explain what happened. That we said above that according to Rabbi Yochanan, since the Esog is Rai for that morning, for Hoshan Rabbah, it's us, it's Muksa the entire day. Now that entire day means it goes into ben Ashmashos of Matzei Hoshan Rabbah. So now if it goes into ben Ashmashos, that means it's also during Ben Shmashos of Shmiat Teres, and that carries over now in the Shmiat Teres of the next day. Now the problem with this is, that means it will never end. Because right, that means Shmiat Teres, Ben Shmashos, they also have that, and then it should be also forever. So that's probably why Reb Zeir changed the opinion, but we don't have a full grasp of why a woman hold that way, but that's at least the thought, but it certainly requires much more explanation. Now, by the Gemara, let's finish off the stuff. The Gemara now says, where I'm Reb Zeir. Reb Zeir says now, Lo likne inish hoshana liyanuka b'yomatava. A person should not be makne his dalminim to his child on day one of Yantif. Why? Because of the yomatama kama, my time, what's the reason? Diyanuka makne kane aknui lo makne. Children know how to acquire, but they don't know how to give. Right? Children don't share well. They take from other kids. They take toys, they take candy, food, but they don't know how to share well. So if you give them something, they'll certainly take it, but they're not going to give it back to you. So what's the problem with that? Vishtakach the kanafik belulav shenu shalom. So now, if you give it to him before you've been yotze, that's really the important point here. If you're yotze ready, so then you give it to him, now it becomes his for the rest of Sukkot, and you can be yotze with a bar lulav. But if you have not been yotze your mitzvah yet, and you give it to him first, it's his now, and he's not going to give it back to you. He might say he gives it back to you, but that's not going to work. So that's an important piece now. The big discussion in terms of a child acquiring something, does that mean he acquires something on a deraisa level or only on a derabanan level? So that's a big machlokus when there's a das acharis machnin. This is a very big sugya in understanding the children's ability to acquire things. When there's das acharis machnin, which means that I am giving it over. I'm a gadol. I give it to my child. There's a das acharis machnin. So does that give him the ability to acquire something on a derabanan level or even on a deraisa level? That's a big machlokus in the Rishonim. Now the Ritva says, even if you want to say that a das acharis machnin only has the ability to have him acquire on a dirabanan level, if it's a hefker based in hefker, that certainly would allow him to acquire something on a deraisa level. But this is one of the important sources of understanding the nature of the children's ability to acquire things. Then the Gemara says a very important thing. This is a nice piece of parenting advice. The Gemara says, Amr b'zeira, lo lema inish liyanuka, a person should not tell the children, should not make empty promises to children. I'll give you something and you don't give it to him. Don't do that to your children. Mishum da'as v'agmurei shikra, they're going to learn how to lie from you. Be careful with your words. If you promise something, make sure you carry through. Shenemar, lamdu l'shonam davar shikra, you're going to train them how to lie. Don't train them how to lie. So in addition to teaching children how to lie, you also give them a lot of disappointment in their life. We don't want to disappoint the children, so a person should not make empty promises. So then the Gemara says, "Upluksa the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, this machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether or not Hoshana Rabbah, the Yesog is usher the entire day, or only usher until you fulfill the mitzvah, at which point it will be mutter, that's a machlokas the Itmar. Hifrish Shiva Esrogim L'Shiva Yamim. Let's say a person wanted to have 7 Esrogim. Each day of Sukkot is a separate Esrog. That would be very good for Ezra's business. Maybe you should market this Gemara here. 7 Esrogim for 7 days. So then, Amar Rav, Kalachas V'achas Yotziba V'Ochal Alter. If you do that, that means you've separated with the intent of the Esrog being Muksa only for one day. So you could be Yotze that day and eat it right afterwards. He says, that very day. You don't have to wait till the next day. That day you could eat it, which means it's only muksa for the mitzvah, it's not muksa for the entire day. And Rav Asi Amar, no. Kalachas v'achas yotze ba v'ochla l'macha. He agrees you could set aside for just one day. But that whole day's usur, you need to wait until the next day to eat it. So this machlokas Rav Ramasi is the same exact machlokas above, as the Gemara says. But my kemiflagi, my sever lemitzvah, it's katai only to the mitzvah. But when the mitzvah is over, you may eat it. It's no longer a muksamachmas mitzvah. And my sever Ramasi felt that l'chuliyama, l'chuliyoma is katai, it's also the entire day, like the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin like both Rav Asi and Rabbi Yochanan, that's it's katai l'chuliyoma. So now the Gemara says, a famous statement of the Gemara, v'vanan de'islein treyoma. Now, we have 2 days in Chutz La'aretz here. Heyech Abdina, what are we going to do here? How do we deal with the different sveikos of the sukkah? So Amar Abaye, Shemini Safek Shvi Aser. So the eighth day for us in Chutz La'aretz and Shmi Atzeres. So we don't know if it's the seventh day and it's Hoshana Rabbah, we should be singing the sukkah, or maybe it should be the eighth day and there's no mitzvah of sukkah. So Shemini is a Safek Shvi Aser. What's Aser? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, where did Rashi go? I thought there was a Rashi here. Rashi takes the Girsa, actually. Okay, let's keep we'll read a bite in the Gemara. So Shmini Safek Shvi Aser Shi Safek Shmini Mutter. It's Mutter. Ma Remar Amar Afilu Shmini Safek Shvi is Mutter. You're allowed to Mutter. We'll look in the Rashi in just a second. And then Basura Avdi Kmaremar Rav Shesha Braid Rav Idi Avid Like Abaye Filchza Kabaye. So what's going on here? So if you look at Rashi, and Rashi says, go 3 lines up. Shvi Lasukah to Befarsh the Kaman Ushmini Labracha. Sheomer betfila ubirchas hamazon. Oh, this is the next part of the Gemara right now. So what did I miss here? It's sort of eating into outside the sukkah, I think, right? I think Rashi may have removed this whole girsa from the Gemara. That's what happened. So, anyways, the Gemara says, we who keep 2 days in Chutz La'aretz. So, Abaye says that they ate, which is Safek Shvi, it's Aser to eat the Esug, because we don't know if the Shmi Atzeres is still considered Hoshana Rabbah, therefore Aser. But the ninth day, which is certainly not sukkahs at all, will be mutter to eat it. But Marei Margan, he said, even the eighth day is allowed because lemaisa we don't have the esok, we don't shake the esok in Shvi Atzeres, even though there's a suffix of it being shvi, since lemaisa we don't shake it, he felt that there's no concern and one can go ahead and eat it on day eight. So now the Gemara says in Surah one more time, the Surah of the Marei Mar, where they allowed you to eat the esok in Shvi Atzeres. Sheisha Bered Rav Idi Avad Kabaye, who says you cannot eat it on day 8. Hilchasa Kabaye, that one should not eat the Esog on day 8. So let's just read one more line. We're not going to read the entire Gemara now because it's going to the next daf pretty deep. We'll just start off to get it get started here. Amr Rav Yehuda Bered Rav Yishmo Bar Sheilas Mishrei Rav Rav Shmini Safek Shvi Shvi Lesuka Ushmini Lebracha. So he says that since the 8th day is a Safek, whether it's a 7th day, so the 7th day would say you should eat the Sukkah. But the 8th day legabe the bracha, which means you should say the nusach of Shmini Chag Atzeres is there. That's how he felt to do on Shmi Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Yochanan Amar, Shmini Lazeh U Lazeh. It's Shmi Atzeres for both in terms of the sukkah and also in terms of the bracha. You should say Shmi Atzeres in the nusach HaTvila and also you shouldn't say in the sukkah. So Gemara says no. Chuli Yam, everybody agrees, L'Palagina D'Yasvinam. Everybody agrees that you sit in the sukkah on the 8th day. Because it might be the sukkah. It might be sukkahs. When do they argue in terms of the bracha, lebruche, whether you say a bracha of leishiva sukkah on the 8th day? That's the shaila. So Gemara says, leman damer shri lesukkah, bruche na mivarchin. You say the bracha on Shmi Atzeres, which is not how we paskin. We'll get to that in maskana tomorrow's daf. And leman damer shmini lezeh lezeh, bruche l'mavarchin. So that's how we'll stop, at least for today. We'll finish this tomorrow. Let's quickly recap what we did today. We start off talking about how many days do you say bracha of lulav and sukkah. We ended up saying it's a big machlokas, whether you say only day one or all 7 days. We had different steers in the Gemara. Shechayanu when you make the lulav, and brach when you shake the lulav. Shechayanu making the sukkah, brach when you sit in the sukkah. And the Gemara ended up saying that when there's a base of Mikdash, you say brach all 7 days of lulav. When there's no base of Mikdash, only day one. That was at least according to Rabbi Yochanan. We don't pass that way, certainly. And then we had a discussion about whether you say the bracha just once on tefillin, or every single time you wear the tefillin during the day. That was also a machlokas. And then we discussed this, how many days of lemaisa we do it with Gabi Lulav, and we end up passing, you say bracha on all 7 days of Lulav, even though it's a mitzvah derabanan, the remaining 6 days, just like by Ner Chanukah, you say bracha, though it's a mitzvah derabanan, so through here as well, you say bracha on a mitzvah derabanan. What's the source of saying a bracha on a derabanan? Based on either Lo Sasser, or the Gemara brought maybe Shalal Avicha Yagetcha, two different sources of listening to the Chachamim. Then we discuss saying the bracha of Shachianu, making the sukkah. We passing you say the Shachianu when you say Kiddush, the first night of Sukkot. And then the bracha of saying all many mitzvahs, you say one bracha that's kol all them. But we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that each mitzvah deserves its own special bracha that me'ein birchosav. And then we discuss the midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that although by basar adam malei ein machzik and yirekan is machzik by Kadosh Baruch Hu, by learning Torah a malei is machzik. The more you learn, the more you're able to learn more and more. And then we discuss about the ability to eat the esog on Hoshana Rabbah after the mitzvah is over. Reish Lakish says once the mitzvah is over, it's only itzkatzai lemitzvah. Reb Yochanan said it's itzkatzai lechuli yalma, it's also the entire day. And then we discuss may arrive from the Mishnah where the children ate. Does that mean the adults also could have eaten, or daska the adults didn't eat? And then about Ben Shmashos on Sukkah, that it's also since you could eat in the Sukkah, Ben Shmashos of Shmiat Taras, the whole Shmiat Taras is also the Sukkah, you can't take down the Sukkah. But the Gabi Esrog, it's not Shayach Ben Shmashos. Therefore, be mutter on Shmiat Teres to eat the esrog. We had a machlokas of Zera about Shavua the Shmuel, whether maybe even the esrog should be even usher in day 8, which we didn't really fully understand why that would be. The Be'er Shmashos of 8th day would carry over to Yom HaShmini itself. And then children can acquire things, but they can't give things over, they can't share. Don't lie to your children. And then the case of the 7 esrogim for 7 days, you could eat it immediately after you've done the mitzvah, or you have to wait until the entire day, only eat it the next day. And finally, the Safek and Chutzlars in 2 days, that one opinion says you can eat the Esrog they ate, the other opinion felt you cannot eat the Esrog they ate. And then finally, the case of sitting in the Sukkah on Shmiat Teres and Chutzlars, everybody agrees you sit in the Sukkah. The only machlokas, at least at this stage, is whether you say a bracha in the Sukkah on Shmiat Teres. Okay, Ezra, welcome back. Great to see you.